The deadline for signatures to be submitted to the Florida Secretary of State's office to qualify to get amendments on the November ballot has come and gone. All signatures had to be submitted by 5 p.m. this afternoon. And supporters and opponents of two high-profile amendments are holding their breath to see if they have qualified for the ballot. Organizers behind a plan to ban same-sex marriage in Florida and to have citizens vote on comprehensive plan changes are both hoping that they'll be told tomorrow that they have 611,000 good signatures. Florida Hometown Democracy was written by attorneys Leslie Blackner and Ross Burnaham. Burnaham told WMNF that his group has submitted plenty of signatures to make it on the ballot.
We have turned in 797,482 petitions to the various counties. We think we've met the geographical distribution requirement, but we won't know until the Division of Elections announces the results tomorrow afternoon.
But a critic of the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment is already crowing that it has failed to make the ballot. Barney Bishop is the president and CEO with Associated Industries of Florida, a pro-business group.
This is the third time that Leslie Blackner has failed to be successful in trying to radically change the growth management policies of the state of Florida. And we're tickled pink.
Both the Hometown Democracy Amendment and the Ban on Same-Sex Marriage Amendment learned in January that a snafu in Miami-Dade County had led to a loss of signatures for both movements, jeopardizing the possibility of them making it on to the November ballot. In the case of the Hometown Democracy Amendment, powerful business interests, led by Associated Industries, have put on a full-court press to throttle it from making the ballot. That includes exploiting a new state law that allowed for a group to coax petition signers to revoke those signatures, as well as creating a similarly named group called Floridians for Smarter Growth that proposed a competing constitutional amendment on growth. Earlier this month, Hometown Democracy's Leslie Blackner blasted business interests in the state for intense opposition. But Barney Bishop from Associated Industries of Florida says Blackner herself has been disingenuous.
I was at a debate with her in Tampa before Tiger Bay, and she slandered all the local government and growth management officials in the state of Florida by saying that they were corrupt. I don't know any responsible person, much less an attorney, who would have the gall to make such a broad-based allegation.
And Bishop said citizens should be grateful that they could have their signatures revoked from signing on to the Hometown Democracy Amendment, because he said petition gatherers had erroneously told citizens what the amendment will actually do.
We did a poll of 500 people who signed this petition. Her problem is they haven't been truthful with telling people to sign up to begin with. 37% of the people told us when we asked them, why did you sign the petition? 37% said, well, we were told this was going to save the Everglades. 32% of them were told this will solve eminent domain. And then we've heard that in the St. Petersburg area, they were told it would solve the water issues. Down in Miami, it was affordable housing. So when you lie to people to begin with about this, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to change their mind.
But Hometown Democracy's Ross Burnaham disputes those allegations.
I haven't seen a single legitimate charge that suggests that any Florida Hometown Democracy collectors, either volunteer or paid, misled anybody. And the low rate of revocations, even after an aggressive mail and phone call campaign hounding people who signed, I think is evidence of that fact.
It isn't clear how many voters actually revoked signatures, but there was a report several weeks ago that said over 4,700 citizens had done so. When asked if they somehow come up short on Saturday of the 611,000 legitimate signatures needed to qualify for the ballot, Hometown Democracy organizer Ross Burnaham said his group isn't going away.
These signatures are good for 4 years after the date they're signed. And so if we don't make it for the November 2008 ballot, then we want to quickly get certified for the 2010 ballot before any of our signatures expires.